Explain Shara Dalid, the last part of Perek Chof Tes. He spoke about how the Torah is mechuvan connected to the whole person. So he says like this, he brings a raya, Gavaldig raya. It's a famous kind of Elojima, people say this over in the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara says, "Imroya Adam Shisurim Boyam Alav." The person sees that Yisurim coming upon him. Yifashvish Maisav. Gemara Dafhei and Brachas. What does Pishpish mean? You should try to be mashmish to Pishpish Mishmash. It's a some way of looking at the Maisim to see if something to understand why the Yisurim are coming on him. In Chazal, there's such a musig as Mida Kenegad Mida. So we'll see exactly what he's going to try to explain over here. So that's what we're looking for, to try to figure out. Pishpish Ble Matzah. He looked at his Maisim, and he can't find anything that the Yisurim, for the reason that the Yisurim are coming on him. Yitle B'Bidl Torah. So the Gemara says, then he should be Toil and Bidl Torah. L'chari Yipala, this is the kasha that you ask when you read the Gemara Brachas. It says he looked at all his Maisim, he can't figure out any Maisa that has a reason that he should get an Einish. Line, the next word says he found he has Bittul Torah. So what does it mean if he has Bittul Torah? So he has some Aveira. So what do you mean you couldn't find anything? How does Gemara say that he looked at his Maisim, he sees that he doesn't have any type of Maisa, anything wrong with what he does? So that's why, so he doesn't understand what's happening, so then he should be telling Bittul Torah. What does it mean? Amnon kvar nizer Rashi, the diktik in Rashi. There's a dictic in Rashi. He knows he has Averis, but there's no, can't connect between the Averis and the Yisurin that are coming upon him. We're not really on this darga about every time something, we're not feeling well, we should try to chop which Averis they are. But it seems like that it was pasha to people, and it doesn't have to be do it even. Some Gedolim used to be able to hear things were wrong with people, and used to be able to touch up and say what Averis were caused by bringing these Yisurim. So it was. And today, the most you'll hear from a person, if he has a canker sore, he'll say you should stop speaking Lashon Hara, because he's using your mouth for not the right, probably something. Why is he having some sores in his mouth? Akapanim, but there's such a thing in Chazal as Midah Keneged Midah. Most of Midah Keneged Midah is a very, very important Yisoid in Einshim of the Rabban Shalom, or anything that happens in the world. That if something happens to a person, it looks like something random. It looks like no shaykhis, that's maybe no connection to anything. This kavyachol, there's no, like, we don't see any connection between why he got a certain einish. But when there's a musig of mida connected mida, then einshim have a pshat. They have an explanation. They have a reason why it's happening. There's a gevaldig gaon in Megillah. Just to give you a little example, what it means, like mida connected mida. The Goyen writes, the Pasuk by Megillah and Gilas Esther speaks about how Achashverosh went out into his orchard and he saw that they were cutting down his trees. He said, "Who's cutting it down?" And he said that Haman told us to chop down all these trees. So the Goyen says, it never happened. The whole thing's a sheker. What's up is, why did the Rebbein Shem make the Amalach over there, Daniel, say to Achashverosh that Haman told us to knock down all the trees, that he should get upset at him? What's the answer to that? It's a sheker. So he says that Hagav the Rebbein Shem is Mida Keneged Mida, just like we find. This is what he touches up. This is something we don't have a klar of beer. And then Goyen says a pshat in. It says when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Hashem said they should go to all the Mitzrayim, knock on the doors, and say we want to borrow some of your kalim. Who's going to borrow some of your kalim? They were planning on giving it back. They weren't planning on giving it back. So why do you say borrow some? You should take from the shechinim. You should take some kelim. What are you borrowing? What's it all about? It says the goyin that it's dan hagav the baruch shem mida connected mida. Pari kept on saying you work and I'll pay you. He didn't pay them anything. He owed them. He lied to them. He said you work, you'll stop working, I'll give you vacation. Nothing happened. The whole thing was one big lie. So the Rabbi Hashem paid him back Mida Keneged Mida. There was also the whole Amma Mitzri suffered with Mida, with this Einish of Mida Keneged Mida. Now, when I saw this guy, so I said to myself, it's the same thing he says about Haman, that Haman also said lies about Klal Yisrael the whole time. He was saying Shkarim to Achashverosh a whole time about Klal Yisrael, what they don't do for you, and they Yesh Am Echad Mefuzim Mefarid Ben Amim. So all the Shkarim that he told Achashverosh says, Rabbi Hashem paid him back Mida Keneged Mida. Some Shkarim was said about you too. That's what Rabbi Hashem pays back. Now, Haman and Parai, I don't know if they had this, they were so clear about this unhug of Mida Keneged Mida that when they saw it happen, they said, oh, Rabbi Hashem is getting us back for the sheker. Abba Kapana, for us, it's for sure a limud. The reason why Rabbi Hashem does things Mida Keneged Mida is for us to understand, first of all, that Einshem is not a derech nekama, it's just Rabbi Hashem wants us to improve our ways in the future, and also to understand what is the connection that Rabbi Hashem is the one who's doing it. If there's no Mida Keneged Mida, you say it's just something happened, a tree fell down on someone. But if there's some kind of Mida Keneged Mida, it's understood it's from the Rabban Shem, and there's a tachlis for it that the Ein Shem are in order for us to be improve our ways in the future. So it says in the Gemara over here that when a person sees Yisurim coming upon him, so he starts thinking to himself, why am I getting these Yisurim? I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. He looks at all his Maisim the whole day, he makes a Cheshem from morning to night, and everything seems to be working out. He doesn't understand why. Says, if you looked at things, you can't find any connection. That's what it says over here. Shalom Motzer Rashi says, Avon Shiruyen Aisurin Alalu, Lovay Alav, that means, Vuhu Kimidasi Yisbarak, Shapoyal Adam Yishalam, Mida Keneged Mida, Shoyse Aver Shakilku Lepogam Bechetoy, Aloyse Aver Atsum, Mevi Alav Yisurin, Vitachlis Kavanasi Yisbarak Vase, Kidei, I'm saying, he said over everything we're saying over, Kidei Shemitecha Yisurim, Yovin HaAdam, Vyedal Ezer Chet Bo, Vyoshev Aliba Elias Moidevoiser, that's a Tachlis. Veshover Apolai, Zehu Shamru, Shemroy Adi Yisurim, Boyam Allah, the Fashion Maisa, Yov and Dark Mitoch Yisurim. That's what it means over here. The Gemara is saying over here that you're supposed to figure out. I must say that I had a grandfather, he was a Talmud of Chatzkel, Levenstein. He used to say sometimes things, he used to say in Mishpacha, why things are happening. I don't know, that's a dark, it's a darga, but I'm saying he lived, I guess, with Reb Chatzkel, so Reb Chatzkel was very much a, probably he heard a lot from things in Reb Chatzkel, though he used to touch up things. People that always see the bunch and everything and see that, maybe have a koyach. But I don't think today you can start passing it based on what you see and why it happens. I mean, if you know that if you could mamash see that, you could connect things and see that the person knows he's doing something very wrong with his mouth and he has something sore in his mouth, maybe you could, there's some connection. The bunch does, there is some kind of chesh, the bunch does, but not always you could see it. But it says over here, Ben pish mish v'loi motza v'yada avoyna shechet v'oysa eivr v'oysa oifin shiruin asirin lovay dafka lovay lo midi k'negin mida. Yitla Rebidl Torah. So here it says the Yisrael of Chaim Lajna that even though every single Aver is Mechuvah can a different mitzvah, every single Gid is Mechuvah to a different Lois say, and a child for a person. I say, we said it over last time, you know, Chaim Kanevsky tell people certain things to learn or to be Masakim based on something that's going wrong. You saw maybe he speak about different parts of Torah to learn. Rakapanan. If you don't can't find anything, yitla ba'avoyin bil Torah, ki avoyin bil Torah le'shach mida k'neged mida, ki bitula hu negei l'chol gufoy, eize mokav ve'eize v'shir k'niske le'el. The idea about bitul Torah is that it's something all encompassing. It takes the whole guf of a person. It means, like you said, a mashal that if we give a certain ruchnias to every single mitzvah that you do, give a certain aver anybody, kedusha ruchnias, a person shchina shara alav. But Torah has a koyach that it goes over the whole goof. It has mashpia on the whole goof as the whole goof. Every single part, all machivar, vishasar gidim get a tremendous kedusha from Torah. As opposed to mitzvahs, it's only be mashpia on one chelik of the person. Vade is kachanim and tzoyis is a general kedusha, but there's something about Torah that it's mechuvin k'neged all the evarim. So he says the same thing is true but bittul Torah, that if a person is shayach that he gets his surim because of bittul Torah, even if he has no other cheshbonos. I don't think we're holding on this dark. I'm just, again, saying that not that a person probably, there is we're talking about a person who everything can't figure out anything else, so then it's Bittul Torah. I don't know if we make this cheshbonos, but he's saying what Bittul Torah could show you that it could be connected to anything. A person could be having suffering from something even just because of Bittul Torah. The time is Shodover, who Nizbar Le'el, we're going to have to get through this one and get a little more into the tifa part of Nefesh HaChayim and Shar Aleph. Shemakor Shoshim Elyon Shalom Mitzvah Pluyas Akshurus Besoid Shir Koimu Pirke Makova Soid Adam Elyon Shkol Mitzvah Prote Shosha Elyon Kosha Venechas Boil Makoyach Ech Mishir Koima Vachain Ze Kola Adam Shugam Kay Masukan Masuda Vachilavar Vigido Prokop Chok Chosim Tabnas Musa Makova Shir Koima. He says that even though there's something called in the Shir Kaima, which is that we are all linked to a higher, a connection with Aviyachal in a sin. There's something called a Shir Kaima, which is like a form of a person. That means the setup of Klai Yisrael is like in a form of a person. And every time we do a mitzvah, we are actually connecting ourselves to that, to that chiluk of that shir, of that kavyachal, where it looks like a person, the dmus of the of kavyachal in like a person. But the Torah is higher than anything that is like, you would, let's say you would have a, let's say something would light up every time you do a mitzvah. Something you'd light up every time you do a mitzvah. The Torah has to light up the whole shir kaim, what he calls. Every mitzvah is connected to a different person. That's why he has the ability to be marpa, a person, his whole guf. So again, just to summarize over here, we had until this perek. He says over here at the end, the Torah is shakal connected kol mitzvahs, and has the ability. Even though it's Ramache Varav Shsak Hidden, but Torah is more connected to, is connected to every single part of a person's guf. We asked last time, I don't know, good pshat, even though Torah is one in a Taryag, so I don't know which part of the Ramache Varam Torah is also part of. It means, besides being it's coiled the whole person, it's also coiled one of the Varam. But over here it says in Gaval Gazach that when a person sees a Mida connected Mida, besides the Averi, if you don't have any Averi you can connect it with, but Torah is always something to be connected with. It means that's how much it has a mashpah on a person. We're going to just start the second next perek. Perek Shleisha. Perek Lamed. This is a very, very sadistic thing. After he says that Torah is such an all-encompassing, it takes the whole person. So the feeling a person has after reading this first perek is that I think I'm going to leave the mitzvahs a little bit on the side, and Torah is the ikar. Torah is the most... You want to invest in something that has the biggest kayach, has the biggest kedusha. So... mitzvahs, okay, but Torah is the biggest mitzvah, right? So, let's, so he starts it like this. This is a very, he starts just speaking about, V'oid zoysi seirat Torah k'dosha b'yisran earth esefes k'dusha. He says, I want to tell you how great is Torah k'dosha b'yisran oir. The more light it has than esefes k'dusha, gam al kol mitzvahs kulam b'yachad. Listen to this. This paragraph over here is enough to get anyone to sit and learn and say that. Gam in kiyam adam kol tariyag mitzvahs kulan b'shleimus amiti karo. Even if a person was zoyche to do 613 mitzvahs b'shleimus amiti karo. Means, I don't know what this means, but Reb Chaim Lashon knew what shleimus amiti karo. It's, he did it, it's fullest extent. He did every mitzvah. However, she was zoyche one mitzvah shleimus amiti karo. What is this? What is it? Yeah, you did. Yeah, every single mitzvah over here, he says you did it mamish spitz, the highest level. B'chol pratein v'diktein, you medaktik in every diktuk adin, every pratra mitzvah. U'b'kavona v'tahara v'kedusha. You went to the mikveh before you were tired, your Torah gomer, and you did it the most kavon you could have. I don't know, maybe all kavonas ariza. And you did it b'kedusha. You mamish, the highest level. Asher oz nasa adam kula b'chol evaru v'prokov. If you do all the mitzvahs, you become Merkava Gemura. Merkava Gemura means you're like a resting place for the Shekhinah in this world. The Shekhinah doesn't have a resting place in this world. When it has a Beis HaMikdash, it has a Beis HaMikdash. But it doesn't have a resting place. Where does it rest? On a Yidah does mitzvahs. That's where the Shekhinah finds a place. She goes around the Smedish, goes around the world. Yidin doing mitzvahs, he finds a place to rest. Shetishra le nakdush el yoyin shal mitzvahs kula. Even if you have a person who did all that, says Uchayim Velajana, im kol zeh. Ein aroich v'dimyoin klal kedushas v'oyer mitzvus legoidel oitzem kedushas v'oyer atoyra kedusha. We're talking about again, a person did all the mitzvus, not one mitzvah. He did every mitzvah like he's supposed to. Every mitzvah. And he did it with the best kavan in the world, and the most kedusha, and all the kavan, everything he did. You can't do better. Ein aroich v'dimyoin, it doesn't compare, and you can't even compare it b'chlal. You can't measure it in the same measuring yard. Klal kedushas or mitzvah legoidel oitzim kedushas or atoyah kedusha. Asher tefia nahor al adam, that will rest upon a person ha'oisik v'hoigah b'karo. That's learning Torah the way he's supposed to. Now there is a key word over here. learning Torah the way he's supposed to. There's something, of course, he's talking about Torah Lishma, which is a higher level. But even in Kol Zeh, it just shows you what's going on over here. It shows us the level of what we're dealing with. It shows us the level of what we're dealing with. That Torah is something beyond could imagine. Ki reish is darka b'kodesh. Why is it so? Why taka? This is what he speaks about again in Shara Aleph. Ki reish is darka b'kodesh u'akbeya l'mala mala mishoresh ha'kedusha v'or ha'elyon shomises kulin yachak kiniskelel. For us to understand now anything, it's just what we have to say now is that Torah, if the mitzvahs are all from here and down, Torah is above, its kedusha is higher level than anything below the mitzvahs. It means its place and its sherish is the closest to the Rabban Shalom. It's straight from Chavyachal Hashem himself, the Torah himself. He's going to say later that the kedusha of mitzvahs come from the fact that it's in the Torah. That's how we're mitzvahs are level. Akapon of the Torah itself. If a person, even if he did all 613 and did a karol, it doesn't come b'chlal ein aroich v'dim in klal kedushas or mitzvahs l'goydel oitzim kedushas or Torah v'doshah. Kitza, after you see this, you feel like that's it. He's going to speak soon about that. What person chas v'shalom shouldn't, after hearing this, you're going to feel like there's nothing else. There's no reason to do anything else. You want to invest in the putting koyches into the thing that's the most kaddish, the most, the highest level, the thing you get the most, the closest you get to Rabban Shem to the Torah itself. Akapanam, this paragraph over here, and we start sort of saying over here, is just, this whole paragraph is going to compare mitzvahs, the yachas to the Torah. Before he spoke about the Torah itself, what yachas to mitzvahs on the goof. Now he's talking about the chlal, when you, in the avoida of doing mitzvahs, how you have to look at it. V'zeu ma sha'amru perek ha-Torah, when the Mishnah and Ovah says that the Torah elevates him and makes him roinamistik and it makes him bigger and all the Maisim. What Maisim referring to? How do you read this Mishnah? What is the title of the Mishnah? Akol Maisim. Hainu akol Maisa mitzvahs kulam. V'chein omru b'yishalmi perkalav tepeya shakol mitzvahs kulam. This is Lashon Yishalmi. Akol mitzvahs kulam einon shavos ledovar Echad min ha-Torah. I know what Dover Echad means. Lashon Dover Echad. Dibur Echad? What is Dover Echad? Okay. Omer Abaya is connected all 630 mitzvahs. I'm not sure what Dover Echad is. Dover Echad min ha-Torah. Akapana, Yishal knows this is Lashon, that Dover Echad min ha-Torah is greater than Eina Shabbos, all the mitzvahs, Kulan, Eina Shabbos, Dov Rechem HaTorah. There's a Pascha Mishnah, it says, V'chol Chafetzecha Le'yishvu Bo. Right? It means that Chafetzecha is referring to Hashem's mitzvahs, don't equal up to anything of the Torah. So, a component we have over here, is the Kedushas of the Torah is greater than anything you can imagine than other mitzvahs. Okay, I'll read another two lines. V'gam kiddushas or v'gam ki kiddushas v'or ha-mitzvah she'tashkin or ha-lois ha-dov ha-chefetz ha-sheboi v'ayodoy te'aseh ha-mitzvah en esher aleim rak lefi sha'atoy ve'eis sha-mitzvah nas v'hem aval ach she'nas v'ha mitzvah san kiddushas v'or mis'ale u'mistalat mem tegev v'nishka v'rshayna. You took a lulav and you shook a lulav in Esri. After you finish sukkahs, is there kiddusha? No, has no kiddusha. Only mishas the mitzvah. The fact that we all makbir about, we're not to throw in the garbage, that's halacha and shulchan aruch, the Mishabur brings down, that you're not supposed to be put in a derech zilzel. Anything a mitzvah was done to it, even tzitzis, or anything that you shouldn't put in a derech zilzel. But it's not mechuyev gniza. There's no chiyev gniza on a lulav and esrog. No chiyev gniza on a schach. There's no chiyev gniza. You're not put in a mokum bizayin. But there's no kedusha. Once the mitzvah is finished, the kedusha leaves. Aval atorah kedosh kol mokum shetazriach v'tefiyah oira kedushas. Aaron for an Akkadish for a Sefer Torah, a baton for tefillin, la'olam, the Kedusha never goes away, you can't do anything with it. Unless you made a Tanai before, and something, maybe such a thing as a Tanai, you have to know the Dinim. But upon him, anything with the Torah itself was resting, has a Kedusha that never leaves it. Parish of Tefillin, we'll speak about it soon, more by Rikas. But Akapanam, it says over here that the Koyach of Torah, here is a raya for his, this is what we call a fleshig raya. This is a metziyas raya in halacha. Do you see the difference between Kedushas, a Torah, and Kedushas, a mitzvahs? That kedushas mitzvahs, once you finish doing it, you could put it away, put it on the side. Masha'in kein, comes to Torah, anything to get it to say for Torah himself, there's no way you could get rid of the kedusha. Ad kedekach. So it shows that the kedusha of sefer Torah is way, way higher than the kedusha of mitzvahs. That the kedusha of mitzvahs, b'shasim do the mitzvah, afterwards it's finished, it's done. But masha'in kein, kedusha of Torah is something the rest. What the biggest Torah is, I get out of this is, no one, a person who learns Torah, kedusha rested in him. No? The person said, I learned today in yeshiva, he learned even if he learned 10 minutes. The kedusha didn't rest on him. He didn't become a shtick Torah. He didn't become a shtick kedusha. That person has to be careful. No? He became Kaddish. This is says over here, anything the Torah itself rests on a person, become Kaddish. Maybe next time, read that, I'll show you a beautiful Shlomo Hyman as a beautiful shtickle in the Chelik HaGodes in the second, end of second Chelik about this Indian. He has a Gevaldic letter to he brings out a letter from Sadi Goyim about this Indian. Okay, next week's not going to be, it's going to be Hanukkah the week after, Mr. Shem.